Hey.
Hey, everybody. We're back with another episode of
You are
the
asshole.
Asshole
You
Podcast.
specifically, you know what I'm talking about.
You,
Okay,
you know who you are.
You.
Okay.
Okay.
You know you.
You.
You know. You know who you are.
You know what, but listen, but on the flip side, you know who are the assholes? Us with this. With this 1 month delay.
This spring hiatus that I'm sure nobody really noticed. That's okay.
You know what, to our five listeners out there, listen, y'all. Life just got real. It was our birthday month.
Yes.
We were just doing all sorts of things for our birthdays. Was just getting real busy at work. I was a girl.
Oh, swamped.
Recording.
It's the end of the school year. Mm. It was just out of the question, honestly. Booked. Wasn't booked, I was tired. Yeah. So.
And if I wasn't booked or tired, I was trying to live this birthday life, okay? And
the okay, best, yes.
In the best way that we could in this quarantine, okay?
Yes.
So.
Debaucherous, yes.
So hopefully y'all have enjoyed the break.
And hopefully you've maybe
which
used
considering
it to catch
nobody
up.
Since considering nobody has reached out to neither you nor I don't think anybody has realized.
That's okay. They're gonna know when
so
we come back
exactly.
Because we're gonna make some posts and you know, the algorithm is gonna reset
Hello.
Itself.
Hello, they're
like,
gonna get
bitches.
This. They're gonna get this notification like, oh
yes.
Shit, yeah, there's another episode. Okay.
Yes,
wow, forgot about that.
You know what? I'm gonna really milk this. I think I'm gonna take that photo of us from Vegas where we look really good, really slim trim, okay, and turn it into something that we can post up, edit it a little bit for this comeback tour.
Okay, I see that you are just gonna post pictures of us on this Instagram so that motherfuckers could just dog walk us. Okay.
I just wanna bitch, yes. I'm gonna just bitch slap this algorithm, make sure we show up on all these haters' timelines, okay? And I don't mean you listeners, I just mean haters in particular who be targeting us on Apple Podcasts. Looking at you, he who shall not be named. The Voldemort of the internet.
Oh my God. A mess.
But anyway. We are back. We are back with some of these short little... Girl, I honestly was finding these just before the recording, as you said. So,
Well,
at first
fuck.
Was,
don't tell the listeners.
Well, you know what? Let's keep it honest. Okay.
You know
let's
what? Yes.
Honest. Let's just
yes.
be real. Okay. We're not here to be like... We're not here to front. Okay. And honestly, we have an entire episode talking about how late we are, so it's not going to be much of a show. So,
okay,
it's
yes.
all right. It's okay.
Hello.
But, girl, do you want to get into it?
Okay, yeah.
Let's do it.
Let's get into it.
All right. You want to go first?
You could go first.
Okay, I'll go first. It's short and sweet. Very short and sweet. Mm. This 250 words. Okay.
Wow, this tweet.
Exactly, this tweet. For real. Okay.
Okay.
Am I the asshole for throwing away a date's gift?
Well, who was
Guess
the
we're
date?
We're going to find out.
But who was the date?
But what did he give you?
Okay.
So I recently went on a date with a guy, and we had a pretty great time. He took me home afterwards, and that was that. Then a few days later, he came over out of the blue and bought me a box of chocolates. Mm. It was a nice gesture, and I sadly wasn't grateful enough because I was rushing around trying to get ready for an important work function. We'll get to that in a minute.
Mm. Oh, so I see that this was a stripper getting ready to strip for her aunt's friends. Wow, she's back.
Oh my God.
She's back, y'all.
She's back, and she's not interested in you.
Yeah. She said, I am not ready for this gift, for this happenstance meeting. I am in my lingerie.
She said, I am a stripper.
Exactly. I'm about to make more than this box of chocolates. Hello.
Bitch, you want me to eat this box of chocolates just before this performance? You want to bloat my ass up?
Okay.
All right. Let's see. It was a nice gesture, and I sadly wasn't grateful because I was rushing around trying to get to an important work function, so I just put them to one side. He was kind of annoyed by my disappointing reaction and wanted to stay and enjoy them with me, but he took it okay when I told him I would if I didn't have to go out. Okay?
Okay.
Fast forward a day, wow. And I was off, so I decided to get the chocolates out and enjoy them. But when I did, I noticed the box is supposed to be sealed, and the seal was broken. I didn't want to eat them after that in case they were off or something, because you need to be careful with food, so I threw them out. Anyway, a few days later, he asked if I ate them, and I told him the truth. Then he freaked out and said I was being really rude to him. Am I the asshole?
No.
Lie.
Girl, no.
Lie. Why you gotta be honest about something that doesn't matter, bitch? Just say you fucking ate them, bitch. Unless he fucking poisoned you with them and you're
yes.
dead.
Yes.
And
he's like,
you're
lying
and
face.
Now I'm gonna kill you, so make sure you got a gun. The end.
Yes.
My God. Okay.
Girl.
We have so much to unpack here in this tiny little post, I feel like, but.
I mean.
Maybe
no,
I'm too
I mean,
much into it.
Listen, kudos to her, because I would have not have noticed it was unsealed. I would have been eating that shit, waking up 2 days later, like, what happened?
You're assuming you would have woken up.
What happened? Why I got no memory? What day is it?
Who am I? Why'd I wet the bed?
Why do I have 5 missed calls from work asking where I am? Okay.
From 2 days ago.
Okay. I'm like,
oh my
what?
Gosh.
Girl. So kudos yeah. to her for recognizing that shit. I don't know if she means like the seal was broken, so she was worried that it was poisoned.
Or
if she's just
with.
Like yeah. if it's one of those like, you know, if the seal is broken, you know how products will be like, if the seal is broken, don't eat this. Because
yes.
it could mean a variety of terrible things,
yes.
such as like it didn't seal properly or someone already opened and did something with it. You know what I mean?
Yep.
Now, a bitch has definitely still consumed things that have broken seals. So don't let it ever be said that a bitch would not have just been like not even noticing and would have still ate those chocolates. But I guess it's a damn good thing no one has tried to poison me yet.
I mean, yeah, it seems like it would. So far, it's been a fluke, but I actually had something similar to this. I mean, not this situation, but in general, we brought home like this tub of cookies from Trader Joe's. And like, there's usually a plastic seal around it. And we opened it and we're like, wait, did this not have a seal? And we're like, the cookies look like a weird color, right? Like they're usually like darker brown. I'm like, okay. And then we took it, compared it to the other ones. And girl, these cookies were a completely ass fucking different color. Okay. And we were like, wow, not that we were going to eat this, but throw it away.
Okay. Girl, you didn't return it and exchange it for new cookies?
You know what? I thought about that afterwards because I was like, but I couldn't find the receipt, girl. And I didn't want to be that bitch that was like, I ain't got no receipt, but here go your cookies back. You know, I didn't want to be that bitch. And, you know, with my name being Karen and all, I didn't want to start this shit. But I honestly thought about it afterwards because I was like, oh, I should have just told them that. But I didn't. Oh, I just didn't have the receipt.
Well,
anyway,
you know what? I don't even have it in me to return groceries. Even if that shit was legitimate, I would be like,
what?
These cookies were $3.99. It is fine. It's not that serious that I need
yeah.
to be fronting about $3.99 cookies.
By the time I drive back to the fucking supermarket, bitch, I spent double already.
Hello,
fucking trying
hello.
To get this. So honestly,
I got too many things
I'm very
going
much
on.
The same way. Exactly.
Yeah, yeah, girl. But off topic. I've worked with somebody who used to work at Trader Joe's. She said these motherfuckers would come in here, eat half the bread loaf, and be like, "This bread is problematic. I'm returning it. Give me my money back."
I'm not even surprised by that.
No receipt, no nothing. They would still have to honor that shit. And, you know,
oh my
I'm
God.
Sure people at Trader Joe's is just like, you know what? I don't have to I don't have really the time to be arguing or the patience to be arguing about a loaf of bread. Here is your money back, ma'am or sir.
I was like, ding, ding. Because, they'd be ringing the bells.
They'd be ringing the bells.
Ding, ding, ding. Get your ass up to the front, manager.
Okay. They'd be ringing this bell. Let everybody know. Hey, just so y'all know, this that motherfucker.
Oh, this bread is problematic. Bitch, you're problematic.
Exactly.
Ding, 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 ding.
What kind of a crazy ass mother? Even if you were, even if there's something was wrong with it and you are entitled to a refund, who in the goddamn hell? But you know what?
So many people. And you know what?
Anyway.
People return shit. Let me just, one more real quick off topic, okay? But people would try to return, when I worked at Starbucks, people would try to return like drinks that were drank.
Which I'm just like, I didn't even know you could. I guess you could be like, well, this was not what I ordered. I ordered this and clearly this is not it or something. Which I guess is a return because
Starbucks. I guess, but you enjoyed it already. So why you not come before you? No. See, I could. No. See, I don't believe in that shit.
Yeah, that's
no.
some crazy
You drank what
shit.
You drank. You bought what you bought. No, thank you.
That's
anyway.
Crazy to me. Yeah. Yeah. But you know what? Listen, we are blessed. Okay, we are too blessed to be stressed about that stuff, so we should just feel thankful that we are not in a position where we have to be like, I don't have more money to, buy another loaf of bread to just be throwing around, so give me my fucking loaf of bread back anyway.
Very
so,
true. That is
let me not speak ill will, but at the same time, that is not for me.
Yes, agreed, agreed. And you know what? Back to this chick. I don't think she's an asshole at all. I mean, I know she was trying to be truthful, but at the same time, like, I feel like I would have found it really weird that he came over out of the blue and we just started dating. I would have found
That's not weird. That's not weird.
You know what? As a woman, you come up out the blue.
That's true.
If they just started dating, if they've been dating for a little while, no, that's not weird. But like she said, I just recently went on a singular date and now this fool knows
where I
live.
Well, I mean, there's also like, does she live by herself or does she live with other people? Which, obviously if she lives by herself, that's a little weird. And then it also depends like on the vibes that they had on the date. And just because they went on one date doesn't mean they haven't been talking for a while and just kind of have like a good flow. Unless she was like, I thought that was a little straight. I thought that was a little too comfortable for somebody. Then sure.
She didn't say but you know what?
Maybe that was very romantic to just be like, you're spontaneous. Now, don't get me wrong. I would be like, excuse me, you need to let me know ahead of time.
That's what I'm saying. That's what I wanted. Okay. What I wanted to add is that you can't be like, it says he got upset that she wasn't focused on it, but you showed up out of the blue and I'm trying to go to work. Okay.
Hello.
I need you to get out of my way. You're lucky I was nice to you, because if a motherfucker that I barely know comes over to my house to bring a box of chocolates while I'm trying to get ready for work, and then you get mad at me because your ass came over here unannounced. Honestly, we're not dating anymore because you're pissing me off already.
It said he was disappointed. Okay. He said he was disappointed.
You know
it did not say
he was kind of annoyed.
It said he was disappointed that she did, she couldn't focus on the gift at that time. Obviously, he was trying to be very nice and be like, oh, here's a surprise.
Annoying. So, I know you were trying to give this man the benefit of the doubt.
The 40 is here. Okay. And
you know what?
And she said, listen, you're coming out the blue and I'm about to head out and I've got places to be and this is important.
That's what I'm saying.
Okay, I'm sorry that I can't be devoted, blah, 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 blah. Which is fair. She is not an asshole for that.
No.
Is he allowed to feel disappointed that the things didn't go his way? Sure.
Yes, but don't project that on her. Don't project that shit.
He can't put that on her. No. He can't put that on her. That's not on her. But can he be disappointed? Sure. Can he be angry? No. Okay.
You could be irritated, but you better not show that shit.
That's what I'm saying. You need to be understanding. You need to be understanding about the situation. You came out of nowhere. Okay.
No. Goodbye.
If I call you out of nowhere and you don't pick up, I don't get mad at you. Okay.
Okay. You know what? I just read this comment.
Girl, what happened?
Okay. Deleted 99 says, don't date him. Based on your description, he's one of these three. date rapist, asshole, toxic, inconsiderate, and controlling. Your only options are bad, 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 so I wouldn't pick a damn thing.
Wow. I see that you wrote this.
I see that you are deleted 99. I see that my deleted 99 account is very alive and well.
Oh my God.
A lot of people are saying red flag. A lot of people are saying it was a red flag that they think, you know, that their first idea. And I feel like a lot of these comments are saying that the first initial thought is that it's tampered with, injected with something or date rapey type of drugs.
Especially because he's saying like, oh, let's enjoy it together kind of thing, where I'm like, hold on.
Here, bitch. Why don't you eat this cherry cordial first, bitch?
Hold on now. Is this gift for me? Or is this for you? Okay. Mm-hmm. Don't be giving me a box of chocolates and be like, can I have some? Because that is a little bit like, no. If you want to bring a bottle of wine or something and we could both enjoy it or something like that. But not a box of chocolates. Okay.
Oh my God.
That's a little strange.
That's mine, bitch. Okay.
That's what I'm saying.
That's mine.
It is now mine.
Okay, we're going to enjoy this together. Something's a little weird. Either he's got, I don't know. Okay. It sounds like he either got a kink or he's an attacker.
Yeah. But it's also kind of weird if she was going to work. I'm assuming it's like the daytime.
Middle of the day. What you doing?
He was about to drug her up during the middle of the day. At her apartment? Is that not kind of weird? Or am I...
At her apartment?
I mean, yeah. Is that... I don't know. Maybe people are like, that's not weird.
I mean, it's the perfect cover if you think about it. People are like,
oh, date rapists will go at it at any time. Don't worry about what time of day.
Oh, yeah. Especially if he ain't got nothing else going on. Well, he might as well date rape my date.
I guess, but it's
at her place.
It's during the day. You don't think people got other things going on that you would then want to try to interrupt? Like, I'm at work, boo.
I'm curious about what their text conversations are like, you know, like maybe she gave a lead in and then he just randomly showed up to see if she was home or something like that, you know?
Yeah. I don't know. That's just, I don't know. Did she open it and see what was inside? Did she ever say that?
She didn't open it. She put it to the side when he initially was there. And then on her day off, she opened it and saw that the packaging was open. And then she threw that shit away. I like how she was just like, mm-mm.
She really should have lied, though. She really should have.
That's what
been,
I'm
like,
saying. Like, lie,
you know,
lie,
even
lie,
if she
lie,
didn't
lie,
want to lie about eating it, she should have been like, oh, girl, you know what? That shit fell in the trash. I completely forgot about it. I was so busy.
Exactly.
Or she should have been like, you know what, girl?
But he freaked out.
Bitch, I brought that to work. I was not thinking.
Exactly.
My coworkers ate it.
Okay. Your coworkers should be dead. Or very, very ill. Okay. It says that he freaked out. It says that he freaked out and said that she was being rude to him.
I mean, if I gave a gift to someone, they threw it out and straight up told me, I'd be like, damn.
I know. I wouldn't say anything.
Oh my God.
I honestly would. That's why I was like, bitch. Lie, bitch.
The way you lie.
Okay. Love the way you lie. Okay. Jesus Christ.
Don't just stand here and watch me burn. Okay.
Okay. You know what? Trying to access this lyrics. I could continue this shit. I fucking drew a blank.
Wow. Well, I see that we have one Rihanna fan here in this call.
Girl, no, my fucking brain just started screaming the Eminem verses.
Wow. Okay. Wow.
Oh my gosh.
Wow, but was it porn?
Wow. Now listen to that feature podcast on the Tell Me a Story podcast. You want to know more about that?
Girl, no, you're not the asshole.
Nope, not at all.
For what you did, and for your honesty, you're not the asshole. Because I mean, at least you were honest. But
yeah, you were trying to be honest. But next time, maybe like if it's a white lie, that might help smooth things over. Just girl, lie. But then again, if you didn't
also,
tell the truth,
she
you wouldn't
been
see that
like,
he's crazy.
Couldn't she also have just been like, oh, homie, the seal is broken. Was this supposed to be sealed? You know, and just kind of bring it up.
She did say that she told him that.
Oh, she did?
She said
she
told him
the
truth.
Fact, though, I mean, like, before she threw it away, couldn't she have been like, homeboy, this shit was open. Was it
intended to be open? Did you open this? Mm-hmm. Yeah. Your chocolates were open.
Is this a regift?
Okay. Your chocolate were open.
Did you get this from 2000, from the year 2000? You're giving this to me now?
He freaked out. You know what? I'm starting to have this weird thought randomly. I know we need to move on. But girl, I thought, like, what if they were edibles? Mm. And he was trying to see, like, her reaction or something? Or they were, like, you know?
Maybe.
Some type of thing or whatever. And
yeah, I don't know.
In which case, bitch, are you trying to give me edibles before I go to this work meeting?
What if I don't want? What if I don't want edibles? You gotta fucking tell a bitch. You know.
Oh my gosh! I mean, I've heard so many stories.
I feel like it would have been established that that is a thing that they both will engage in. Is what I feel, but
no. Which in which case it would still be date rape, okay? Mm. Because you are still drugging me without my consent.
Hello.
But anyway, not the asshole. No, not the asshole at all. Okay, girl.
Okay.
Talk about it.
All right, so Becca Art writes, am I the asshole for making a rainbow blanket for my friend's baby? Okay.
Mm. Oh, what pride.
Wow. Wow. Ain't even out the womb. Y'all already. Okay.
Y'all already mad.
Y'all already labeling. So she writes, this is so random, but I feel like I'm taking a trip to Crazy Town. Wow.
Mm. We'll join you. Scoot over, bitch.
Wow. But have you been to our reviews? A friend of mine just found out she's pregnant. We're all very excited for her. It's currently a little too early to tell gender, and she kind of wants it to be a surprise when the kid is born. So I got really into crochet last year, and I'm really excited to make a few things for the baby. I made a little bear hat and little booties, and for the last piece, I'm working on a blanket. I'm trying to keep things relatively gender neutral and stay away from making things primarily pink or primarily blue. Work, consider it. Yes. The hat, yes, and booties are primarily white with little pastel areas in pink, blue, purple, green, and yellow. Nobody has an issue with this. For the blanket, I chose a yarn that's almost like a pastel rainbow. Really, it only had four colors other than white: pink, green, blue, and yellow. Wow, where is the Roy G. Biv? Okay.
Okay.
No one. None.
You know, okay, what this tropical Skittles, yeah, colored as.
But the colors take up more space and the white is more of an accent. So it gives more of a mottled rainbow effect. And she provides a link to what the swatch looks like. I was feeling pretty proud and sending progress pics into a little private group text we set up without the mom for planning baby things, and the first response was, I thought you were keeping it gender neutral. This set off a chain reaction of how rainbows aren't gender neutral.
What?
Yeah.
Wow, unheard.
Wow. Tell that to all the homosexuals that are about to come out next month.
Okay, unheard of.
Someone else piped up and mentioned that a baby daddy wouldn't want to see his new son decked out in rainbows.
Okay, wow. Closeted homophobes.
Did you also write our review? Then another mentioned how rainbow babies, and this could be offensive because the mom hasn't suffered a previous loss. The general overall consensus is that I should save this blanket for another project and start something else. I don't want to. This is the one I started and it matches everything else I made. Technically, the blanket isn't even a rainbow. It just has splotches of pastel color. But even if it was a straight up bright rainbow ombre, I'd still think it was fine for any gender and for non quote unquote rainbow babies. Am I the asshole? And so I was like, what the fuck is a rainbow baby? Which I had to look up. Do you know what a rainbow baby is, girl?
Is it a baby that comes after a mom miscarries their first child? Yeah.
Which I was like, oh, I did not know that.
I didn't even read that deeply into it, but I guess it could be interpreted that way.
Well, one of the other comments, right, of the many was that, like, oh, this isn't a rainbow baby, so you shouldn't make a rainbow colored thing for the baby. Which I'm just, and also this is what it looks like in case this is a visual for you.
Oh, I see. That doesn't.
Girl,
I don't see this rainbow, really me. There.
This no. is baby as fuck. Yeah.
I don't see it.
No. Yeah. Which we could post on the gram. Y'all
exactly,
let us know
this
if
poll.
You think that this shit is rainbow.
Exactly.
But yeah, what do you think, girl?
I honestly don't think that she should stop her project just because friends think that way. I don't know. I don't think it's that big of a deal. I don't think that she was, I don't know. I find it to be harmless, but I guess someone with a difference of opinion, like maybe someone who has a rainbow baby would have taken it that way. Girl, what happened?
Girl, that's somebody screaming in my empty office.
Somebody screaming in your office?
No, I think it's the cleaning people.
Screaming?
Well, not screaming. I think he said hello. Well, it was a lady last time, so I'm not really sure. Hi.
Well, that's what it was. Your prediction came true.
Yes, certainly indeed. Yes, totally fine. Let me close this. About to close this door for this vacuuming.
Okay. Yes. No, I don't. I don't feel like she's the asshole for. I don't think she's the asshole for making this blanket. And
girl, no.
Right.
Not at all.
No.
Freaking. Wow. Let me close this door. Yeah. We have a whole first floor. You don't want to start with the first floor, sir. I mean, girl, listen.
This is ridiculous. This is fucking stupid. I'm sorry. This is too much. Like, people get pissed over dumbass shit. Like, honestly, like, I get the concern over something like that. But, like, I don't know. I just feel like the thought was so pure, like, and innocent to just make something nice. And it's not anything overt either. Like,
yeah, I mean, like, first of all, looking at the picture, that shit is not rainbow. So y'all need to just, y'all need to relax on that first of all.
Yes.
Secondly, even if it was rainbow, rainbows are gender neutral. So it's like, y'all,
they are.
This is a gift. This is a gift from a friend. Like, relax, y'all. This is not the only blanket this child is allowed to use.
Okay.
Or, like, this is not, you know, grandma or mom or any. This is a friend giving a gift. Okay. If it turns out to be that the dad does not want their child in a rainbow, set it aside, y'all. I mean,
and why are you assuming that? Why are you assuming that? Like, that's dramatic. I don't know. It just is too much. It's a motherfucking blanket.
It's a motherfucking blanket that is just being crocheted.
Okay.
That is just a gift. Many a people have had gifts that they do not end up doing anything with. Okay, so I'm like, y'all need to just let this poor woman finish her goddamn crochet. That's what
yes.
I'm saying. Y'all gonna come over here and just diss this person putting their time and love into this gift. And y'all wanna read her and tell her to fucking start over? Come on now, y'all. No. That's too much.
It is way too fucking much. It's dramatic. It's so ridiculous.
That's too much.
No, you are not the asshole, girl.
I also, though, personally, I'm kind of just like, you know what? Give the baby boy pink shit. Whatever. Who cares?
Oh my gosh.
You know?
It's just...
If I got a baby coming on the way and they said, oops, I got girl shit. I thought you was having a girl. Girl, bring it. Whatever. It's a baby.
Okay.
Nobody cares.
Exactly.
Nobody
like the baby's
cares.
Gonna be like, wow.
That's what
I'm feeling. I'm feeling rather feminine with this rattle.
That's what I'm saying. Who cares? It's still usable. Okay.
Wow.
So relax. Y'all need to relax.
Yeah,
I mean,
if it's a tutu, like I might just put it on my pet. But
right. Right.
But you know what? It's not that big of a fucking deal.
But as far as colors go, it's like, it's also like baby colors, which I feel like are even less gendered.
The pastel.
Because it's pastel.
Really does
yeah.
It.
I'm just like, oh, it just says baby.
Yeah.
So yeah, I'm like, y'all doing too much. Now, what do you think about the rainbow baby thing?
That's the only thing that I feel like I would be like, okay, I kind of see that. But I don't see a rainbow. So I don't think that, and I guess it wasn't my first thought, maybe because I haven't, you know, experienced that, or I'm
girl, it wasn't mine because I didn't even know what the term was. I had to look it up.
I can't remember where I picked that up, but I just don't see the rainbow baby thing being a thing. But it may just be that I just don't have that in the forefront of my mind either.
Yeah, I also don't think that it's something that anyone's laid claim to, where it's like, oh, only ones allowed rainbow now are those in this unique position, which I'm just like,
yeah. I also think like just I'm something like, that ain't established. This may be odd, but like I don't really feel like representing your new living baby with a rainbow. Like it's almost like you're representing the new baby with the old baby in a sense. Like I don't know.
Okay, maybe. But,
girl, yeah. I don't know. I was just like, why are you bringing that up? She's not even going that deep with it.
Right. I'm like, y'all.
It's a blanket crochet.
It's not that deep. It's shallow. It okay.
Okay, you know, with this puddle.
Okay. Yeah.
It's not.
It is not that deep, y'all. Y'all need to just let it go. Talking, telling me this, telling me that. Okay.
Well, no. Us going deep, but it's really not that deep.
It's not. Okay. Just let the bitch just crochet. Are you the asshole for continuing to make this blanket? No, you're not the mm-mm. asshole. I'm pretty sure your friend does not care that much and won't be offended.
No, I agree.
And if they get offended, you know what, girl? That's some fucked
up shit. That's not the friend for you. That's not the friend for you.
They
need to just be
lying. If they don't like it, they can lie. Okay? Hello.
Okay. Bye. Hello. You know what? Lie, lie, lie. Don't tell the truth now. Like these chocolates. Oh, girl, did your baby like my blanket? Mm-hmm. Actually, you know what? Let me tell you something. There was a broken seal.
Oh, so I had to throw that away. Yes, exactly.
There was a snag.
Exactly. You know, it got ripped, and I just, you know, just to be real safe around the baby, I just, you know.
Didn't want it to choke.
Yes. You know what? Listen, my baby peed on this blanket and threw up. Listen, I don't know if this is washable. So it's all good, boo. I got other ones. Thank you for the thoughts.
Okay. No. Lie, 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 lie. Okay. Lie, bitch. Anyway, okay. Take a break because I gotta pee.
Okay, girl. Well.
Well. And you got company.
Okay. Yes. Exactly. All right, girl. Okay. We'll be back.
Okay. We'll be back.
Oh, welcome back. Here we are,
guys. We're back.
It's us. It's us. We're back. We're back from this break. We're back from this kiki.
This 3-week break.
Okay. Yes. Okay. Well, okay. I found something that does not fit the criteria that we were talking about. So, okay, here we go. Yes. Okay. Yes. Yes. Right. Yes. Yeah. Okay. I'll go this time.
Yes, go.
All right. This is written by Salt B 5879. Wow, creative.
Wow. Okay. You know what a pin. No, what is it? Salty B?
Just salt_B. Wow. Significant? What is the significance? None. You know why you salty bee? Am I the asshole for wanting to write a friend in Iraq when my husband says no?
Oh God, here we go.
Hey y'all, I'll try to keep this short. Throw away for obvious reasons. Wow. Girl, could you not have created a throwaway account without a semblance of personality? Why salt B? This your husband.
That's your throwaway.
Your husband gonna come over here and talk about, oh, are you salt B? Because I noticed that you like salt.
Are you salt? Because I'm pepper, and I know you're talking about.
You could have just called that shit XYZ 1, 2, 3. Anyway, okay. My husband and I, she notes that she is female, are in our mid-30s and have been married for about 5 years now. We've always had a pretty normal relationship. I have a friend I went to college with, and him and I have always remained close. This past week, he recently got deployed to Iraq and posted on his Facebook that he would love to get letters while he is gone. I told my husband I was going to write him one. My brother was once deployed, and he said it helped a lot getting letters from home. My husband freaked out.
Wow. Insecure.
Okay, you know what? The friend in Iraq and I have never been intimate or dated. We've always been just good friends.
Wow, normal.
I have somebody that who needs to understand this concept before you start to lean numbers on the phone. My husband said, I must have feelings if I want to write so bad.
Wait. Can you say that again?
I mean, my husband said that I must have feelings if I want to write so bad.
I mean, you have feelings of wanting to write.
Your friend. Yes, I do have feelings for my friend who is my friend. Yes, I would like to feel that maybe they would like to receive some letters from from a Friends, maybe. You know what? What yes. a concept.
I'm feeling the connection with my brother.
Okay.
Hello.
I said no, that I thought it would just be a nice thing to do. He could even help me write it. And we could send it from the both of us. Okay, he yes. says only significant others and family and very close friends would write. And he is adamant I must have feelings for him and isn't talking to me now. I reached out to some friends and they said I needed to respect my marriage first and not to write. Mm. I see that we are not the friends because we would have said, excuse me.
Wow. I see that we are disrespectful.
I see that. Wow. While I do respect my husband and his feelings, I can't help but feel there is something deeper going on here. Yes. I've even said he can read the letter before I mail it, yes. but he's refusing.
Okay, no.
I don't understand why my husband is so angry, as I have no romantic feelings for my friend. I just wanted to do something nice and know he would appreciate it. This friend and I are good friends, so I wouldn't be surprised if he was a little hurt that I didn't write for him. Sorry for the word vomit. Any insight would be appreciated.
Mm. Wow. Mm. Okay. Gosh. Okay.
Girl, is this bitch the asshole? And clearly, no, you're not the asshole,
no,
bitch.
No, no.
Salty B. You know what, salty bitch? You're not the asshole.
Girl, you're not salty.
In what world? In what world?
This is too much. This is too much because I feel like she's right when it comes to thinking that there's something more going on. Like, why is he freaking out? She has honestly removed any possible red flags. We can write it together. It can be addressed from the both of us.
Yeah.
You can even read it if you don't want to be a part of it. Like,
hello.
Complete and utter transparency. And your motherfucking ass is being a little defensive. Now, I'm going to tell you something right now, okay? Mm. And I'm not trying to jump to conclusions like this fool is.
Girl.
But I will say that this overly defensive type of behavior may speak to behavior that maybe he is feeling that, you know, transgressions perhaps that maybe he's feeling guilty feelings about what he's thinking and feeling.
Okay.
And I'm
wow.
like, hmm. I feel like it's worth exploring.
Yes.
That there is something behind his reaction. I absolutely Girl. Agree. Mm. Like, bitch, you are a part of this just as much as I am. Why are you
Yeah,
taking it so
that
badly?
Shit could just say from the Hendersons.
Okay.
The Smiths. Okay, send a Christmas card. Okay, okay. With both your pictures on it.
Yes.
What is the problem?
Yes, Joanne and Craig. There you go.
Exactly. Okay. From the Salt and Peppers.
Because you know his motherfucking name is Craig, bitch.
Okay. From the Salt and Peppers. Push it, okay? So.
Okay. Push the issue, bitch.
Girl, no.
Write your friend a letter, please.
Write your goddamn friend a letter. And you better tell your husband, you have not had an issue with my friend at all. Okay, we've been together 5 years. I've known my friend since college. You ain't had an issue, okay? Why suddenly this issue? He going to war. I can't write my friend that going to war.
And the thing is, there's no history there. If there was history there of anything, I could understand being a little upset. Mm. Because it's like,
But that wouldn't even apply because if there were history, you clearly would have allowed that friendship to still persist despite the history.
True.
So why now all of a sudden because
Very
he
true.
Going to war and you want to send a letter that shit ain't okay. But you allowed to still be friends.
No, he's thinking about something. He has a wild ass hair up his ass.
Mm-hmm.
Thinking about something.
I mean, girl, this is as benign as it gets. And he freaking out about this. Girl.
This, you with him for 5 years?
This is a problematic.
Is this the first time?
That's what I'm saying.
Is this the first
okay,
time?
Okay, well, let me give you the. Let me hit you up with style with this edit, okay?
Oh, yes.
To answer some common questions, right, salty bitch. Yes, my husband and this friend have met, and I've never noticed or heard any issues. See, so clearly,
oh my God,
if there was an issue, then there should. He does tend to control things when it comes to my friends, female and male. I've never made a big deal about it, but this just seemed to really bug me and pushed me a little over the edge. He was unfaithful at the beginning of the marriage, but not again, that I know of.
What I tell you
now. Girl, oof. I thought about leaving before oof. Because of the control issues, but we have two kids and I'm a stay-at-home mom, so I'm completely dependent on him for everything, so I try to work through things. Salty bitch, girl.
Oh, I'm about to get salty with you. Hold on, okay? Listen.
You need to...
Controlling?
You need to get a salty job, okay?
Okay.
You need to...
No, you need to get a salt and pepper job, girl.
You...
Okay. This background track.
You know what? You know what, cleaning crew? You do not need to let me know you are leaving. Just leave. Also, you are not done cleaning.
Well, that was quick.
Okay. If vacuuming is of all, you are not done, sir. Sir and ma'am.
Maybe they're going to the first floor now.
Well, Anyway. Yeah, oh I gosh. Mean, you're not the asshole. In no way are you the asshole. No. Your husband's being so unrealistic.
Yeah, girl. I mean.
And he's the one that was unfaithful in the beginning of the marriage.
Do you see what I'm saying about like the weirdness?
Yeah.
That he could be projecting almost, like, or he could be like almost afraid that she's like getting him back in a sense.
By writing letters that she will absolutely
read. Shut the fuck up. By creating these scenarios of adultery.
Bitch. Man, that is some bullshit. Shut the fuck
it
up.
It is. It is. Okay. It truly is.
No. If your friend is going to war and wants letters, you fucking write your friend letters. Okay.
Thank you.
Male, female, close or not. You know what I'm saying? Even if you're not close, that's a nice thing to do.
It is.
Shut the fuck up.
It is. No, this is...
You're not the asshole.
Mm-mm. You are not.
You are not. Your man is.
Goof. Your man's a lot of things. Including that. With these toxic undertones.
Okay, girl, go ahead. You next. What you got?
Okay.
I don't think this does any more discussion, girl.
No. And you know what? This is going to be over before it starts, girl, because this is the most pointless ass post.
Okay, you know what? Yes.
This is the most... This throwaway post, okay? Ironically, the username is Rainbow Backroads, so... We are sticking with all these themes.
Wow. Okay. Yeah.
What Rainbow Backroads?
Yeah. Wow. Lil Nas X. I see that we found your account. We have found your account. Hello. Love you and your new song.
Yes. Hello. Love it. Mean it. Am I the asshole for getting pissed when someone kept pointing out my jacket's flaws?
But what was the flaws?
Okay, I just suddenly got exponentially more excited about reading this stupid shit.
But
okay.
Girl, give me the flaws. What was it?
Okay.
What was it?
You know what? Here we go. I'm 18, female. I have one jacket, leather jacket, I've had for the 5+ years.
Girl, listen.
It's fucked.
Guess what?
She said it's fucked. Girl,
vary it up. Okay, wow, it's fucked. Okay. We love a self-aware bitch.
Yes, it's fucked, period. It's held together with safety pins, staples, and pure spite. Wow, you know what? A poet.
Yes. Okay, girl.
You have this problematic pose.
Wow. I see. Okay.
Anyway.
The self-deprecating humor. This is what I'm here for. Yes. We understand, girl. We understand. We with you, girl.
Girl, that's very funny. That is exactly what I am held together by as well.
Okay.
Safety pins, staples, and pure spite.
Yeah, so is this podcast.
And hello, hanging by a pure spite seam. It's torn. Both outside pockets are ripped. And my inside pocket has a hole that I keep losing money in. See, right then and there, I would stop this shit immediately.
Okay, listen.
You telling me I'm losing money, bitch? No, it ain't. This jacket ain't worth it, bitch. Use that money that you done lost to buy a jacket with a pocket.
Okay, girl, I am waiting for the positive. Okay, I'm waiting for a pro in this.
I can't tell
you.
I can't be sure that it's coming, so we shall see. I don't think it gets there. To be fair, I didn't actually have a jacket before this. Lacking parents, grew up in foster care.
I love it. Wow.
Okay. So that's the context. I also can't afford a new one, so this will do until I can. Well, there you go.
Okay.
Now we have context. So, in other words, leave Brittany alone. Okay. I do not, however, like when people point out the issues. One of my classmates kept asking why I don't get a new one when the sleeve is... Wow, I see her classmates are us. Why I don't get... Well, I see that we are the assholes very quickly turning into the assholes.
That's what I'm saying. I see that I am her classmate. Okay. Talk about girl.
You know, but pure spite. Bitch, but we also said join the club. So,
bitch, you don't want to get a new jacket, girl.
Hey, you know what?
Do you see your shit falling apart?
Okay. Hello. One of my classmates kept asking why I don't get a new one and the sleeve is close to falling off and there's holes everywhere. This friend has a dad who works for a major airline and managed to keep his job, and a general practitioner for a mother. She doesn't really get not being able to afford something. Example of this is I said I don't qualify for financial aid for college since I can't declare myself an independent and I don't have parents to list a parent income. And she just said, take it out of your savings as if I have any. I told her to stop a few times and she just kept saying that I should get a new one. She said that she said the same about other things, especially when she came over to my place. You let her at your place?
That's not
bitch, you can stay the fuck outside. You are not welcome in my home. Leave me. That was your first mistake. That's your first mistake.
Let this bitch in your.
you allow her to disrespect you in your own home.
She was disrespecting you outside of your home.
Now you want to bring her inside. You thought it would
be a great idea to bring her inside your home so she could disrespect you further. Well, girl, I mean, I don't know what to tell you, bitch.
You decided to feel more offended today by bringing her to your house. Okay, sure. That was your first mistake, girl. But the jacket one annoyed me since this is the most obvious of the problems. After a while, I said, if you really want me to get a new jacket, you fucking pay for it or shut your rich mouth up and drop the subject.
Okay, you know what? This is too much for classmates.
It's too much in general. Like,
this too much. Y'all don't even
friends.
You
know what? Boundaries. Why are you asking about a bitch's jacket?
You're not even friends to be talking about this
shit. Why are you asking about a bitch's jacket? Mind your own goddamn business.
I don't. Anyway. But who is this bitch? She not your friend, but she been in your house.
That's what I'm trying to figure out. Why
is comfortable giving you criticism and critiques, but she not your friend. I'm really confused.
Very confused. She was upset. She called me an asshole and said I shouldn't have snapped at her. I don't think I'm an asshole here, but I may as well get a judgment.
Girl, snap at the bitch, but also, what's going on, boo?
This is a lot. This is a lot to unpack.
She got too many opinions, and your comeback is a little too specific, okay, for somebody who is just a classmate. If they just a classmate, you would have said something like, I don't want to. This is sentimental to me. And y'all would have never talked about it again. So what's going on? What is going on?
Yeah. Feels like something's missing here.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see these comments. Don't poke the bear. Well, I guess. This person is my hero. Who? Let's make sure she's taking... No, I disagree.
Shut the fuck up.
You know what? This person is my hero.
She's the hero. Oh, okay.
Put her out of your life. You don't need that. Thank you, Leading Goose 50.
Well, it don't sound like she wants her in her life anyway. So what are we talking about?
It sounds like she does, inviting her ass to the fucking house. First of all, you have to make up your mind if you want this bitch in your life. Second of all, if you don't, then you don't have to deal with her shit.
Yeah. Yeah.
Then go ahead and cuss her ass out. Fine.
I just don't understand.
No, what this relationship is.
This, you talk about her like she a friend, but she clearly just sound like a nobody. I don't know. Maybe she wasn't, but now that this happened, this bitch is like, oh, she not my friend no more. She a classmate.
Wow.
And so she's like, that's not my friend. You know what, Doja Cat? Listen.
Okay.
Okay.
We're so young. We ain't got nothing to do. Okay. But talk shit about this.
You know what, sweetie? Okay, listen.
Okay. That was my best friend. Okay. She is no longer that.
Exactly. Tell this bitch, if you want me in something new, okay, then tap, tap, tap. Okay.
Okay, tap, tap, tap in with that credit card.
That credit
card. You better tap this credit card. You better.
Make them swipe like Tinder. Okay, so okay, listen. Yes. Listen, girl. Because it's like, okay, it sounds like you. So.
Wait, you cut out for a second. It sounds like what?
It sounds like y'all are a little close. So, like, could this bitch just not have gotten you a new jacket for Christmas or something? I don't really. I mean, right? Like,
that and like,
could you not have been like, girl, you give me one then, you know, instead of being all like, bitch, mind your own fucking business. Why don't you fucking buy me one with your rich ass, bitch ass hoe then, stupid ass bitch?
That's what I'm saying.
It, you know, with the cleaning crew outside wondering why I'm cussing out somebody. Wow.
Wow. They said, you know, with this unprofessional ass company. This is how you talk to your clientele? Yeah. Wow. Abusive. Report. Report, report, report.
You know what? Exactly. I am not with the child right now. Do not call CPS on me. Okay.
With a full ass adult ass bitch.
Yeah, I don't know. You're not an asshole. No. Because
no, not you have every at right all.
To just be like, shut the fuck up. I don't want to talk about this anymore. But also, this just don't send. I don't feel like I'm getting all the picture. I just feel like there's something a little bit avoidable in this conversation.
The weirdness is where she's at her house, but she's been talking shit about
That's
her.
That's what I'm saying.
Bitch, you
That's just don't up.
No, it doesn't. I think I would align with what you're saying a little bit more, where I think they were friends and then this bitch kind of irritated her, thought they were friends and all this shit. And it just didn't go down right.
Right. Does she know your parents are dead? Does she know that you've been in foster care?
Like... Yeah. And if not, inform her. I mean, I guess if you don't want to say your business, that's fine. Like, you're not, you don't have to tell her anything. But
she been to your home.
So, I mean,
I feel like maybe she is close enough for you to be like, hey, girl.
That is very true.
You will not see an adult here because it is just me, myself, and I. Okay. I just don't understand. I don't understand. I don't understand.
And I oop.
Yeah. No. Not the asshole. Not... Does everyone suck here? No, not everyone sucks here.
No, I don't think so. I don't think everyone sucks. Let's see. I don't know.
Would she have continued to push the subject if she knew everything about your life, you know?
Yeah. Let's see.
I don't know. I don't know, girl. Maybe homegirl really is just like, girl, maybe this jacket really is just rack nasty. Is there a picture of this jacket?
No, there isn't. But you know what? I got something a little bit better. Well, you know what? Second in place. Disastrous Egg 3160 says, to be fair, parts of this post don't make sense.
Yes.
How is it that someone is declaring OP? Oh, I'm assuming that means dependent on taxes when they were raised in foster care and don't have enough money for clothes that aren't falling apart. That should be the big priority here. OP should be getting financial aid from their school, like no ifs, ands, or buts. Talk with the financial aid office and figure out what needs to happen to get covered. Books and tuition will be covered for you. Start camping out at the office there and don't stop until they give you that money. It's the entire point of that department. And do whatever they say you have to do and fill out whatever forms they ask for so you get that money you deserve. That was going in one direction and I thought we was going to go another direction. That went in
to the person who wrote that. Okay.
You know what disastrous thing?
You seem to think this bitch has no money for clothes, yet she could just get a plane ticket to get to the financial office of where she's trying to go to college.
Oh my gosh.
Be like, I need this money. Bitch.
Hello. I mean, assuming it's out of state, right?
Assuming it is out of state. And girl, unless she is going across the hall to a local college, okay? I'm like,
yeah, unless she's close by, I don't know if she can do that.
What makes you think this bitch can just do that? Which, yes, the financial aid should cover her, but like what you're describing, I don't really know if that's super viable.
I thought this poster was going in a different direction about how things don't make sense. I thought she was going to start talking about why the fuck is this bitch at your house and you over here talking about how she should camp out in front of her financial aid office when she's just talking about her fucking jacket. No, bitch, you don't know. You know what? Parts of your post don't make sense, bitch. Okay, moving on.
No, get out. She did not ask for financial advice, okay? She is 18 without parents. You think she knows all the answers to finance? No, girl.
gosh.
Let the bitch not know. I mean, yes, thank you for informing her, but don't get aggressive about it. Oh my God.
Girl, this whole conversation on this post turned into financial aid, counseling.
Wow. Wow. Well, you know what? At least leave it to the people to be like, this is more important than your fucking jacket, okay? You can get financial aid, girl. Here's okay. how you do it, which okay, we love. Yes. Yes, thank you. But also, listen, y'all.
Call your federal congressperson.
Girl.
You know what, Allie McGraw?
You seem to think that is
the congresspersons.
That is the answer to Elizabeth. You know what, that is the answer to this.
You know what, Elizabeth? You go storm the Capitol.
That is your answer to this. Is call someone in Congress and they will suddenly help
you. Let me tell you something. They busy.
I feel like maybe
send them this post.
I feel like maybe somebody closer, maybe someone like a case yeah. manager, a social worker.
Yeah, girl.
That knows you.
Yeah, girl. We got other people girl, that can sort this out.
That AOC.
Okay.
Don't be calling Alan. Don't be calling.
You know what? Alexander. You know what? Not Mrs. Okay. Waters. Okay.
Okay. Yeah. Don't be calling. Don't be calling.
Not Mrs. People. Waters.
Okay.
Oh my God.
Not that your advice is not sound, but it sounds like there is a lot more going on than to be worrying about that shit. Is all I'm saying. Okay.
Oh my goodness.
You're not the asshole, girl. But
yeah. You're not, but girl, this is but weird. Girl, can you stop inviting her to your house if she's insulting you?
Girl, give us the full story next time. Okay.
Yes. Give us the edit, please. You're bookmarked. Give us the edit.
Okay. Yeah.
No assholes this week.
Oh, well, there.
Well, other than us and a person who will only be referred to by that sound.
Oh, girl, and there are multiple of y'all there, too. So if you're listening to this and you're wondering whether that's you.
Might be.
Just might be, bitch. Might be. Well, bitch, I might be. Okay, well, thank you, everyone, for listening.
Yes, and hopefully this will, hopefully the posts that we do in honor of this episode will come and hit you up and you'll come back and start listening to us again.
Follow us on the Yada Podcast and Instagram. Not that we really post not that much, but you know what, at this point, you know what, 5 months into the year, y'all know exactly what y'all getting. Okay.
And if you're not sure, go through some of the posts.
Inactive social media presence, late posts.
Exactly.
We will get into some consistency. Don't y'all worry. Don't count us out yet.
We're getting the hang of it still.
We will have a season finale. Don't you worry.
Yes. Yes.
But we are just glad to be back, I guess.
Wow.
Wow.
You know what? We are just trying to exercise this muscle. Exercise this muscle again. Hopefully next week we will sound a little bit more enthusiastic. But honestly, yes, we're glad to be back.
Thank you for listening. Please rate and review on whatchamacallit, on iTunes, on Apple Podcasts. Even if you got some shit to say, that's all right.
That's all right.
A review is a review, because for the longest time, we was only sitting on two. So,
exactly.
Listen, y'all, you can support us by giving us reviews, giving us likes, giving us stars.
Okay? Yes.
Yes.
And if a title sounds interesting, take a listen. It might just be skip around. These titles. Well, someone was like, oh, I only pick the ones that sound interesting, which I'm like, some titles are more interesting than others.
Who said that?
Girl, I have
name drop this motherfucker right now.
You know what? Mm-mm. You know what?
You know what, Georgia? Listen, Georgia.
You know what, Georgia busy with her pregnancy.
You know what, Georgia? Listen, I got some words for you then. No, I'm just playing, Georgia. You know I love you.
I love.
Yes. All right, girl. Well, thank you for listening,
y'all.
All right,
thank you, guys.
See y'all next week. Bye.
Bye.